From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Well, welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today. It is Monday, December 2nd, and we've got a great show in store for you today. Deacon Dave O'Brien coming up here very soon to go over yesterday's gospel to launch us into the week. At 7:15, Danny Abramovitz is going to be on. Danny was an NFL All-Pro player with the Saints. He coached the Saints and the Bears. He's a founder, chairman, and president of Crossing the Goal, which is a Catholic men's ministry utilizing television, internet, conferences, and seminars to promote spiritual fitness workouts. He's got a book out, Road to Spiritual Fitness. We're going to talk to him all about that today, what that actually looks like, and especially right here at the beginning of Advent, how we can take his suggestions and launch into this phenomenal season to be able to help us grow closer to God. Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist, coming up about 7:25 today with the extended weekly outlook today. Addie Magruder and Bree Intrary is going to be on at 7:45. Addie is the coordinator of Ut Fidem. She asked for a couple extra minutes this morning, so I think maybe she's got a little surprise for us, or we're gonna really talk about Ut Fidem and what they're doing at on different campuses around the country. But Focus especially is well known for going to different colleges. They're in high schools right now. Ut Fidem is, and Dowling Catholic especially, and I look forward to talking to Addie. She comes on once a month to be able to help us out and see what it is that they are doing and growing, and they are growing there in Dowling Catholic High School. So we'll have Addie Magruder coming up about 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. We'll have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. Coming up here, I am in Grants Pass, Oregon. Beautiful Grants Pass, Oregon. Yes, that means it's a couple hours earlier today, but got up and at 'em, ready to go. Going to get a workout right after this. And I've always said I like going to the West Coast because it gets me up super early. You get that workout in early, and then you just kind of attack the day. So, it's beautiful out here, though. This is kind of a vacation spot for a lot of West Coast people. So more on that later, though. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How you doing out there in the beautiful state of Oregon? Boy, what a sunrise you're going to see and a sunset to follow tonight. You're in a beautiful area.
Yes, it is. It's gorgeous out here. And as I said, a lot of lakes, a lot of, boating and all of that. But it's a little cold right now. But they say in the summer, it's just gorgeous. I've seen a lot of fog, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Now, is this part of a parish mission going on out in that area that you're presenting this week?
It is. Last night, we had about 300 plus last night here, and just a beautiful new church. But yes, parish mission evening two tonight.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know you're kind of recovering from that, as we all are, as we get back to work today.
Ooh. Yeah, I ate a little too much. I don't know about you, but I took the coveted nap, and it was a little longer than what I thought. It was about 45 minutes instead of the 20, but I was out cold. But ready to attack the rest of the day. And when I say that, that means you just get up and eat more.
That's right. That's what it means. Just, you just gathering your energy, working up the energy to have more. And that's kind of what it seemed like this past several days. So, well, good for you.
That's right.
Have fun out there. It sounds like a pretty good parish mission and a great area to be in this time of year.
It really is. It's beautiful. I'm enjoying it.
All right. Well, let's get right to it here. Back here in Des Moines from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines. Mostly clear skies and 19 degrees at the Mercy One Studios with northwest winds at 8 miles per hour. So we do have that feels-like temperature of 9 degrees this morning. Today it'll be mainly sunny and dry, high of 37 degrees here in central Iowa. West winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy and a chance of fog setting in overnight into tomorrow morning. Overnight low of 29 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 45 degrees for your Tuesday. And a reminder, tomorrow is election day for the city of Des Moines. They're going to have their mayor and two council seats in their runoff election, but we could have problems with fog this time tomorrow morning up till about 10 o'clock, so be mindful of that for your Tuesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 46 degrees. Rest of the week looking pretty good. Partly cloudy, a high of 48 on Thursday, and Friday more of the same, a little bit cooler, a high of 37 degrees. So they're looking for a dry week this week all the way through Sunday night into Monday, where is our next chance of precipitation. In the news on this Monday morning, well, the first ever Iowa's Ride now has a route. Iowa's Ride made the announcement last week saying its border-to-border bicycle ride will start in Dubuque on Sunday, July 12th. Cyclists will ride west across the state, making overnight stops in Monticello, Vinton, Eldora, Clarion, Emmitsburg, and Sheldon. The ride will end in Rock Rapids on Saturday, July 18th, after covering more than 415 miles. Now, the Iowa's Ride event was announced last month by former Des Moines Register and RagBri organizers who left the Des Moines Register. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, NFL football, week number 13. Some of the Midwest teams involved. The Chiefs beat the Raiders yesterday in Kansas City by the score of 40-9, while the Packers defeated the New York Giants 31-13 out in New Jersey. Tennessee Titans defeated the Indianapolis Colts 31-17. Tonight, NFL Monday Night Football has the Minnesota Vikings at the Seattle Seahawks, and they'll kick off at 7:15, televised on ESPN. Yesterday, in women's college basketball, Drake Bulldogs got a big win. They defeated SEC Power Auburn by the score of 83-82 at the Gulf Coast Showcase down just outside Fort Myers, Florida. And yesterday in Big 12 women's basketball, the Iowa State women defeated New Orleans 71-53 at Hilton Coliseum in a non-conference game. Tonight, men's college basketball, Northern Iowa at home, they host Luther, and they'll tip off at 6 o'clock at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. Yesterday, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild remained in second place. They defeated San Antonio by the score of 3-2 down in San Antonio, Texas. Tonight, NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines, the Iowa Wolves hosting Oklahoma City, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next Dowling Catholic high school basketball broadcast is this Friday night, December 6th, here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Valley at Dowling. We'll be covering both games of the doubleheader. Girls' game gets underway at 6:15. The boys to follow at 7:45. And our pregame coverage Friday night begins at 6 o'clock. We'll be live from the Dowling Gym with the call. Dowling and Valley this Friday night here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studio in Des Moines. Mostly clear skies, 19 degrees, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. That feels like temperature at 9 degrees. And today in central Iowa, mainly sunny skies, a high of 37 degrees with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not too bad for us this Monday off a nice long weekend. An 8-minute drive as you're headed to downtown from the West Mixer on 235. 7 minutes as you're coming in from the East Minster to downtown. No other problems to pass along. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's Travick on Iowa Catholic Radio.
My friends, it is very sad to announce that the Bishop Paul Serba of the Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota, died yesterday after suffering a heart attack before offering Mass. He was just 59 years old, and it was early morning Mass. He was in Proctor, Minnesota, when he went into cardiac arrest. They tried to revive him. Immediately, he was rushed to a hospital, and those attempts were unsuccessful. He did receive his last rites from Father John Petrich, a hospital and prison chaplain in the diocese there of Duluth, and was pronounced dead shortly after that at 9 a.m. So we pray for Bishop Serba, and very sad to hear this. I know the Diocese of Duluth, I have a couple priest friends there I was in seminary with, and they're in great mourning, as I think anyone would be, but very young, 59 years old. We pray and ask our Lord to have mercy on Bishop Serba. May all the souls of the faithfully departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. Let's go to Deacon Dave O'Brien.
It's all about soul. It's all about faith.
Hey, Deacon Dave.
Good morning, John.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's a it's a way to kind of move into the gospel with Bishop Serba's death. I mean, yesterday, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come.
Yeah, John, you know, and you hate to say it, you know, Jesus didn't hate to say it, right? Because Jesus knows the outcome. Jesus knows where he's headed, and it's something that the bishop is dedicated. I'm not trying to be very glib here. Right, you know, I work with a lot of this, and you have to look at the perspective of the fact that that bishop dedicated his life to where he is now, right? To where at least he's headed to. We don't know all of it, but certainly that's what he did. And young, you know, that just goes back to what you're talking about here with our gospel this week. It really is awakening to Advent, you know, that Jesus is just still telling us, you know, that there is this alertness we have to be, you know, we know that a lot of his friends and people will be mourning his death because they'll miss him, you know, and they'll miss his spirituality and leading many, 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 many people to God. But the outcome is great, isn't it? The outcome is what we all should look forward to because that's why we live our lives.
Yeah, and you know, as sad as it is, and especially being so young, 59 years old, and you know, I know his priests are in great mourning, and his diocese in great mourning right now. It's going to happen to all of us, you know. I mean, death is non-negotiable, and Jesus says that and makes that very clear here in Matthew yesterday. I mean, he says, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come."
Right. Yeah, it's all there. And it's, you know, it's sobering at times. It's something we don't like talking about, but and like I said, you don't walk around paranoid by any means. You know, that's not what Christ wants here. But he does, you know, alert us to the realities of life. We do not know the day or the hour when all this will happen. You know, and if you look at the context of the gospel, it's Matthew 24, right? You know, Jesus is heading into Jerusalem. He has wept over Jerusalem. He has just talked about the destruction of the temple. And now he's talking about at the end of this, you know, be awake. The next statement is it right after this particular section is who's that faithful servant? You know, the master comes back and he finds him what he's supposed to be doing. So, you know, we can either be the faithful servant of what we should be doing each and every day of our lives, or the unfaithful servant. And you know, it sounds like this bishop, he was on the altar, right? Didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, he was preparing for Mass.
Yeah, you know, now he's got the big Mass, you know. And again, I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be glib or anything else. I know that it's sorrowful and it really hurts. You know, I worked Thanksgiving Day here. It's the first Thanksgiving I've ever done that. But what an honor it is to be with people who I one way or the other, right? You get your attention when you're in a hospital and all that, and you just kind of approach it a little bit different. You it makes you look at the perspective of, and this is an attention getter. It just gets our attention. For most people that come into this place, they're going to walk out of this place. But they should walk out with an attentive more to God than ever before, right? Isn't that what that is? Isn't that what our mission is? Isn't that what we do in our lives? That each day we should be more attentive to God.
You know, there's that saying that originated, I think, in the Middle Ages. I don't know the exact pinpoint of it, but it's been traditionally associated with many different saints as well, and that's memento mori, you know, remember death. Remember that we will die someday. And again, as I said, that it's non-negotiable. It's not something that we can, you know, get out of in any way, shape, or form. It's a reality. And Jesus here is making it clear. We remember that, and not to scare us, but to help us understand that this is a reality. And in the end, you know, that's when judgment comes. So we live our life now. We do the best that we can to stay close to Almighty God and to rely on His grace, to be dependent on Him and allow Him to change us. And that's what this life is about. Constant change. It doesn't happen because we're strong. It happens because Christ is strong in our lives as well. And I think those who knew Bishop Paul Serba of the Diocese of Duluth said the same thing. He was a man that trusted in our Lord. He had deep faith. As we see here, he is preparing for Mass very early in the morning. But though it is sad, hopefully, the hope is, as you were saying, Deacon Dave, the hope is that he and the rest of all those who pass will be with Almighty God for all eternity. That's what God wants for us.
That's right. That's what this life is all about. Is heading towards that. The trouble is as we get older, John, so we recognize that more and more and more and more. That's the life I'm choosing, right? I choose to put the world aside, and I'm going to choose the life with God. That's what I want to do, and hopefully Jesus puts it out there that he helps everybody makes the same decision, right? Life with God, because that's what he wants. But he's got to give us the choice to do it. That's what Advent is all about, right? And is preparing.
He was young when he was consecrated as a bishop in 2009, I'm reading here. I didn't know that. So just 13 days away from the 10th anniversary of his Episcopal consecration was when he died. We ask his soul and all the souls of the faithfully departed through the mercy of God to rest in peace. Deacon Dave, would you give us your blessing?
Loving God, you prepare us each and every day that someday we will come into your kingdom. We will meet you. We just hope, Lord, that we have the grace and the strength each and every day that we don't turn away from you, but we turn more and more towards you. So as we enter this season of Lent and remember those who have passed, Lord, that have gone into your kingdom, that we too can someday be reunited with them in the happiness of eternal life. We ask for this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Dave O'Brien. Have a good week.
You too.
All right. Coming up right after this, Danny Abramowitz is going to be on, friends. He's a former NFL All-Pro player with the Saints. He coached also in the NFL, the Saints and the Bears. We're going to talk about his new book, now Road to Fitness, and how it is that we can take our spiritual fitness seriously. Danny Abramowitz coming up right after this. It'll be a good, I think, topic to tackle right here at the beginning of Advent. You might have some takeaways here. December 2nd, Monday. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thanks to Bell Construction, Dean Bell. Now, you know, this, you may say, is it's cold out. You're not going to have a lot of re-roofs done during this time of year. You tell that to Dean. Dean is busy round the clock. He said the phone just continues to keep ringing. Dean prides himself in working with his customers on a personal basis to make sure that all roofing needs, whether it be maybe a little spot that needs fixed or a complete re-roof, are completed and completed to perfection. Your satisfaction is what he prides himself on. RoofingAnkeny.com, serving all of Central Iowa, 963-4494, residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, RoofingAnkeny.com.
You can enjoy positive and
music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work. Thank you, Bless Them International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Bless Them International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayers and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Belle Chase. Would you help us be voices for Christ this Giving Tuesday, December 3rd, by giving a tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio? Your gift allows Iowa Catholic Radio to continue our mission of connecting listeners to Christ. Thank you for your prayerful and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
Oh God, you might deliver us.
Hey, big thanks, friends, to Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. You know, they get a lot of calls in the spring for graduation parties, bridal showers, weddings, and other big events in the spring of the year. The problem is they're already booked up by the time they get those calls in the spring. So one of the things that's important is when you do that and when you try to plan for landscape, you want to plan right now, in December, for the spring. Always trying to, remind them to plan in advance, especially of those big events of our lives. FiveSonsNaturescapes.com, 493-1060. Thank you, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. Let's go to our next guest of the day. He was an NFL All-Pro player with the Saints, coached the Saints and the Bears, and founder and chairman and president of Crossing the Goal, which is a Catholic men's ministry utilizing television, internet conferences, and seminars to promote spiritual fitness workouts. Road to Spiritual Fitness is the book. Danny Abramowitz joins me. Hey, Danny.
Hey, John. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, man. So, Saints and the Bears, who are you a fan of?
Well, when they play each other, I guess the Saints, when they're playing opposite teams, Bears and Saints. So, I play two sides of the middle.
There you go. That's not bad. That's not. I'll take that, especially with you being so close to it. Road to Spiritual Fitness, man. I mean, you were around fitness, body fitness, for most of your life, especially being in the NFL, having to take care of your body, watching what goes in, making sure that you're staying close to that gym. But I think there's a correlation there to spiritual fitness as well. How so?
Yes, sir. You know, if you really look at it right now, we're in some very trying times, I think, not only in society, but in our church. I think we're at a crossroads right now, and I think that one of the major problems within the church is male spirituality. Until we get that right, I think a lot of these guys you're talking about in shape, I think we might be in shape mentally and physically, but spiritually, I don't think so. And I think God has called us 2,000 years ago, he called ordinary men to to become more holy, godly men. And he took just ordinary guys, and they became the apostles. I don't think he stopped calling, John. I think he's calling. We just haven't been listening, and we haven't responded to the call. So in this book, it's a call to not a bunch of words. We're great on words. The Lord wants action, and this is what we got to do. We got to look into our own personal lives. Each person has to look inside themselves and answer not to one another, but to God, and then be truthful.
You said,
where do we stand on a lot of this stuff?
You said 35 years ago you were at a real low point in your life. I know you write about, and the Lord called you to a deeper faith. What did that look like?
Well, first of all, I was a lost ball in high weed. You know, I was out. Even I had success in professional football, but really I was not living. I was not in shape spiritually. I was going to mass, but not really practicing my faith like I should. I was caught up in alcohol, and finally, through some help from other men, got me to AA first. Once I got to AA, and then the Lord started working on me, I was sober but not serene. And through a very unlikely source, through the Catholic Charismatic Renewals, through lay people inviting me to come, and I thought they were nuts at first, but I noticed one thing. They had a smile on their face, and I had a frown on my face. So that walk, the road to spiritual fitness began back then, and it's we want everything now, John, is drive into McDonald's and drive out, quick fix. The Lord can work that way, but he doesn't work. It's the long haul. We've got to be in here. This is not another program. We don't need another program in the church. We need a way of life. And if you follow this, because the road to spiritual fitness is based on the scripture, the word of God, the catechism, the teaching of the church, the fathers of the church, and some just common sense of journaling that I've been doing for 35 years. So I think what makes this book a little different is it's challenging. It's not difficult. This isn't a theological or a philosophical treatise. This is just down to earth. Any Catholic walking, no matter where they stand in their faith, I challenge them to come get road to spiritual fitness. And women out there, you can use it too. You can use it yourself, but also encourage your husbands and sons to get this book, because it will make a difference in their life.
Now, this might be a good gift, women, for during the Christmas season to a man in your life. I could see this being something that could really help a lot of guys, you know, because, as you said before, it's not a theological treaty. It's a five-step action plan for men, and that's what you do. You give five steps here to spiritual fitness. You know, we like numbered lists. I know I do. And these five things, you implement in them. Number one, you're going to become a saint. You go to heaven. You know, when you allow the Lord in to your life, and by his grace we're saved, we will get there. But the question is are we going to let him do that work? And we got to be open to it. It's scary. It can't be scary at first. I know, Danny. And I'm sure it was scary in your life 35 years ago, but you surrendered.
Well, you got to surrender. But, John, first of all, this is about the changing of the heart. It's all about conversion experience happens in the heart. I bet somewhere along the line you and myself and many other out here had some conversion experience that started us on the path down the road to spiritual fitness. Well, that's what this book's all about. It's looking into the heart. And the heart has a funny door. It only has a doorknob on the inside. We have to open it up and allow the Holy Spirit to work in our life. And this book is really not a book. It's a guide. I left, as you've probably seen, reading the book, if you had a chance to. There's space in there to make notes. This is an ongoing. This isn't something you read and put up on the shelf, move to the next book. This is something you pray, meditate, reflect on, ask yourself questions, pray, and ask the Lord to guide you along this path. And He's going to be with you every step of the way. Don't be afraid. Step up to the challenge. Now's the time. If not now, then when? And if not us, then who? How are we going to change this stuff that's happening out here? It's got to be each individual's got to look inside themselves, in their heart. Am I living the way that the Lord wants me to live?
That's the question. Go ahead.
It's not going to be easy. If I'm out here telling you it's going to be easy, I'd be lying to you. This is spiritual word. Ephesians 6:12 says, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities. We're in a battle out here. Spiritual warfare. But we're just gliding along, just falling into the traps out here. We've got to build up, first of all, each individual guy needs to build up their own personal spiritual holiness and then connect with other brothers in Christ. And that's what Cross and the Gold Ministry does, spiritual fitness workout groups. We build up first personally, and then we get together, just like the Lord did. He taught the disciples. He sent them out by two to start small groups. That's what we got to do also.
That's it. The Road to Spiritual Fitness by Danny Abramowitz. Danny, thanks for joining me, brother. SophiaInstitute.com. You can also go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will order it for you. Again, The Road to Spiritual Fitness. Danny, always a pleasure, brother. God bless you.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming on. Again, SophiaInstitute.com. Let's go to Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. Hi, Megan.
Good morning. Are you ready for a nice, quiet week?
I am ready. I'm in Oregon, so I don't know if it's going to be quiet out here, but we'll see about back in Des Moines.
Yes, definitely back here in Des Moines. We have some really great weather. After kind of a wild Thanksgiving week where we had rain and snow and sleet and hail and a tornado, that was crazy on Saturday night. We had a tornado out in Guthrie County. So after all of that, you get your reward this week, and that's lots of sunshine. Today we will have skies becoming mostly sunny through the day, and our high will still be chilly, reaching about 37 degrees. Wind chills will stay cold in the single digits, around 5 for a good part of the morning hours. And then tonight it will be mostly cloudy. Temperatures are going to drop back into the upper 20s for overnight lows tonight. Tomorrow will be a partly sunny day, and it will get warmer, 46 degrees tomorrow afternoon. On Wednesday, another sunny day with, again, temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Thursday will continue on with mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 40s again on Thursday. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a little cooler, will drop back into the upper 30s briefly. Next weekend, it's looking like sunshine mixing with a few clouds. And again, those highs right in the mid 40s. So no crazy weather this week. Hopefully you should have good travel conditions, at least getting back here to Central Iowa when you return.
I'll be back on Thursday. I fly from here, Oregon, to Tampa, so it's going to be a longer couple flights there. And then back Thursday and roaring and ready to go for our big event on Saturday with Father John Ricardo. Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. Thanks for the sunshine.
Yes, have a great week and enjoy the weather.
Talk to you soon. Coming up at 7:45, Addie Magruder and Bree Intrary is going to be on. Addie is a coordinator of Utfidim at Dowling Catholic High School. Bree is the team director of FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students team at Drake University. They're going to talk about the collaboration between Utfidim and FOCUS coming up in the second half hour. It is Monday, December 2nd. John Leonetti in the morning, live outside of the Mercy One studio. Don't go anywhere. And a thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Quickly becoming one of the largest real estate development and property management firms in Iowa, owning 6.9 million square feet of office, retail, multifamily, and warehouse facility, and 500 acres of land for future development. They're everywhere. You see their signs. More than anything, thank you. Thank you for underwriting this show. Thank you for all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio, rrrealty.com. That is rrrealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come here, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, He was amazed and said to those following him, Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. For this centurion, a Gentile who the Jews usually thought of as faithless, to approach Jesus, a Jew, and ask for help is almost unheard of. On top of that, the centurion isn't above professing faith in Jesus as he humbly makes his plea for Jesus to heal from a distance. The church is both privileged and obligated to do as Jesus did, which is proclaim the gospel without discrimination to the entire world.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Stay awake. That's what the gospel says yesterday. Christ Jesus speaking to the apostles. Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Are you prepared? Or are you preparing yourself? Advent's a good time to be able to do just that. It's a time of spiritual preparation for the coming of our Lord. And welcome to Advent, everyone. First week. Here we are. We'll have some different themes and Advent themes, I know, throughout the show these next few weeks. But more than anything, it's up to you to be able to avail yourself, open yourself to God, to trustfully surrender. That's what it's all about, huh? Coming up at 7:45, Addie Magruder and Bree Intrary is going to be on. Addie is the coordinator of Ut Fidem at Dowling Catholic High School, and Bree Intrary is the team director of FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students at Drake University. We'll talk about the collaboration and the friendship, the fellowship that they have acquired there. Let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, joys, words, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. I know you're waiting for the sun to come up out there in Oregon. You're a few hours behind us here in central Iowa.
A couple hours behind, yes. It is an early show this morning, 5:30.
Yes, it is. Now, you're just south of Portland and Eugene, Oregon, aren't you, along that highway that goes near the ocean. So you're in a very, very beautiful area, especially this time of year when the snow starts hitting the mountains.
Right in the middle of San Francisco and Portland. So it's just right in the middle, but it's a heavy vacation spot come spring and summer months. Now, not so much, but yes, a beautiful area.
Well, that's great. And I'm just curious, how would you get there? Do you have to fly into San Francisco and then bus your way up, or how does that work?
No, they got a tiny airport in Medford, Oregon, and that's just about 30 miles from where I am right now. So I flew into there, went to Denver, and then flew into to Medford. The event last night was phenomenal, though. We had 300 plus and just a great Catholic church here. Built a brand new church. It's beautiful. The only church here in Grants Pass, but a lot of good people out here having some fun.
Well, that's great. That's an opportunity for you to walk around and work off your Thanksgiving Day feast, as we all are trying to do right now, as we're, 3 days beyond Thanksgiving and still working that off.
Walking around ain't going to do it. I got to run about 20 days consecutively to work out what I ate, man.
I understand. I feel for you, brother. All right. Well, let's get right to it here in Central Iowa from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. Mostly clear skies, 19 degrees, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. The feels like temperature is 9 degrees outside as you wake up on this Monday, December 2nd. And today, we'll have mostly sunny skies throughout the day, a high of 37 degrees, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog moving in, an overnight low of 29 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 45 degrees. We'll have fog in the morning, so this time tomorrow we could see some dense fog. And a reminder, tomorrow's Des Moines City Council runoff election. Voting begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning and ends at 8. And on Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 46 degrees. The rest of the week looking pretty good. Partly cloudy both Thursday and Friday. Thursday's high of 48 degrees. Friday, a high of 37 degrees. Next chance of precipitation is actually Sunday night into Monday next week. So we're going to have a week of dry weather, as you heard from Megan earlier. Well, in the news, on this Monday morning, the first ever Iowa's Ride now has a route. Iowa's Ride made the announcement last week saying the border-to-border bicycle ride will start in Dubuque on Sunday, July 12th. Cyclists will ride west across the state of Iowa, making overnight stops in Monticello, Vinton, Eldora, Clarion, Emmitsburg, and Sheldon. The ride will end in Rock Rapids on Saturday, July 18th, after covering more than 415 miles. Now, the Iowa's Ride event was announced last month by former Des Moines Register and Ragbri organizers who left the Des Moines Register. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, week 13 of the NFL season, the scoreboard for some of the Midwest teams looks like this. The Kansas City Chiefs routed the Oakland Raiders 40-9 down in Kansas City, while the Green Bay Packers winning on the road at the New York Giants by the score of 31-13. And the Tennessee Titans defeated Indianapolis Colts 31-17. Tonight, NFL Monday Night Football has the Minnesota Vikings at the Seattle Seahawks, and they'll kick it off at 7:15. That'll be televised on ESPN. Yesterday, women's college basketball here in the state of Iowa. Both Drake and Iowa State were in action. Drake Bulldogs defeated SEC opponent Auburn yesterday, 83-82, at the Gulf Coast Showcase down just outside Fort Myers, Florida. While in Ames, the Iowa State women defeated New Orleans by the score of 71-53 in a non-conference game. Tonight, in men's college basketball here in the state of Iowa has Northern Iowa hosting Luther College. They'll tip off at 6 o'clock at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. Yesterday, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild now in second place in their division. They won on the road at San Antonio by the score of 3-2. Tonight, NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines. The Iowa Wolves hosting the Oklahoma City Blue, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Our next high school girls and boys basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is this Friday night as the Valley Tigers travel to the Dowling Maroons. It'll be Dowling's home opener. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow at 7:45. So join me for the broadcast this Friday night, Dowling and Valley, from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, mostly clear skies, 19 degrees, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and that feels like temperature this morning is 9 degrees. Today we'll have mostly sunny skies throughout the day, a high of 37 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things looking a little different this week compared to last week. Traffic starting to pick up about a 14-minute drive as you're heading from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 8 minutes from the East Mixer to downtown. It's just a lot of traffic as you're making that drive into work this morning. Thanks to Builder Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, he took to heart the example of their patron saint and ministered to those who were sick in either their body or their soul. Blessed Raphael Chilinski today. He was a Franciscan friar in a troubled Poland shortly after the 30 Years' War. Raphael was known for simple and candid sermons, generosity, and especially for his ministry in the confessional. When plague broke out in Warsaw, Raphael spent 20 months ministering to the sick and the dying in the city. Beatified by St. John Paul II in 1991, Raphael was lifted up as an example of living a consistent life. His sermons were powerfully reinforced by the living sermon of his life. And his name, taken from the Polish version of the Archangel Raphael, indicated the ministry to the sick he had through his life. We ask today, Blessed Raphael Chilinski, pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. He's underwriting our Saint of the Day and has been now for quite some time. Been in practice for over 30 years. 224-1776. Thank you, Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, 515-224-1776. Let's go to Joe Stopulis, host of Man Up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mr. Leonetti. Happy John Ricardo Week to you, my friend.
Oh, John Ricardo Week. I like hearing that. Yes, I'm in. I'm in on that. I like it. What do we got coming up on your show?
Yeah, you bet. On my show today, we are doing back for a few more episodes as we're going to wrap up the Great Men of the Bible series, possibly before the end of the year. But today will be St. Paul with a great dynamic priest from Indiana, Father John Hollowell. Father John Hollowell, for anyone involved with Catholic Twitter world, might know his name. He's a very active on social media, just a really dynamic young priest. So excited to have him on today. Obviously, St. Paul, one of the giants of our faith. So we're going to explore his life. And John, I'll stop there on the Ricardo thing. Listen, people, if you don't have your tickets, go get them right now. And then secondly, you need to tell every person you know about this event. We cannot have Catholics and non-Catholics who might go to this. We need to have everyone there. You need to buy tickets. It's $20. Buy tickets for all your friends that you know and get them there. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah. What a way to evangelize. No, I appreciate that. What a way to evangelize and just getting a ticket for someone, an early Christmas present. Get it for your neighbors or friends, people that are falling away from the Catholic faith. I don't know of a better way to evangelize than handing them a ticket to this event. And you don't have to do any of the work. All you do is just buy the ticket, and then they will show up. IowaCatholicRadio.com. Scroll over events. Get your tickets today, friends. The event is Saturday. Don't hold out. Joe Stopulis. Talk to you soon, brother.
See you, John.
All right. That show coming up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the evening here on Iowa Catholic Radio. When we come back, Addie Magruder for our Ut Fidem segment. She's going to be joined by Bree Intrary. She's the coordinator, team director of Focus at Drake University. Addie and Bree coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Blessman International and their teams that they take with them to South Africa to be able to help those families that are struggling. And what do they do when they go over there? Well, some of the times they just give them shoes. Some of the times they work to be able to feed them. They offer dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation, digging wells for them over there as well. And in addition, those teams get to do some pretty fun stuff like safaris and be able to hang out at the beautiful resort that they've built there. It is blessmaninternational.org, friends. You can go to iowacatholicradio.com and sign up for our event that we're going to be taking, or our mission trip that we're going to be going on at the end of July, early August. blessmaninternational.org or iowacatholicradio.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, December 2nd. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. The Catholic Charities annual holiday reception, No Room at the Inn, is this Friday night. This fun event helps Catholic Charities raise money for homeless families in Des Moines. The event is 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center and will feature live music, a silent auction, a display of nativities, and much more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org and click on events for details and to register. Registration is now open for the summer 2020 at Catholic Youth Camp. Next summer again promises lots of fun, prayer, friendships, and new cabins. You can register at the St. Thomas More Center website and even follow along to see progress of the new cabins at stmcenter.com/construction-update. That's stmcenter.com/construction-update. If you know of a young man that would make a great priest, then encourage them to check out the Bishop's Discernment Retreat, December 20th through the 22nd. This is a unique opportunity for men who are high school seniors or older thinking about priesthood. Join Bishop Johnson and seminarians to discern if God is calling you to the priesthood. Email Vocations Director Father Ross Parker at vocations@dmdiocese.org or call 237-5050 for more information. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tumia and Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaandSons.net.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe.
Thanks for joining me, friends. Here in Oregon, Grants Pass, beautiful country. A little early this morning, though, but no doubt, nonetheless. I'll be watching that sunrise here soon. Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, thank you for underwriting the show. Quality, not just the customer service that they offer, but the commitment to quality and workmanship and to the materials used, it's next to none. Originally founded in 1999, 20 years in business, goldenrulephc.com. That's goldenrulephc.com. Let's go to our last guest of the day, Addie Magruder, here with our Oot Feed'em segment, monthly, Bree in Trary. I think I got it right. Is that right?
Yes.
Intrieri? Intrieri or Intrieri? Oh, got it.
Intrieri. Yeah, you had it.
All right. And you are the team director of FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students at Drake University. Addie, welcome to the show as well.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's talk about Oot Feed'em and FOCUS. You've developed quite the relationship.
We have.
How so?
So I met Addie right before I moved to Des Moines when I learned that I'd be serving at Drake University, and Addie was moving back to Des Moines to start Oot Feed'em, and we very naturally just became great friends being two young adult Catholics in the area. And so in FOCUS, you know, we meet and work with people kind of in a small but very important window of their lives in college. And so ideally when we walk with students, not only do they grow in their personal faith, but we kind of hope that they, what sparks within them is a desire to share the faith as well. And so as Addie and I grew in our friendship simultaneously, you know, just down the street, a couple of miles at Dowling, here we have high school students beginning to grow in their faith, and then young adults who are helping them grow in their faith. And so a few months in, as students are graduating from Drake, and Addie and I are continuing to grow in friendship, she would text me or call me and say, hey, do you know this person? They want to be a mentor. And do you know this person, I got to meet them. And as I continued my work at Drake, we would meet students coming from Dowling, and I would text Addy and say, do you know this person? And I just met this person who knows you. And at some point, I think the light bulb went off in both of our heads when we realized that what Ood Feedum does kind of sandwiches the time that Focus works with students. So in high school and then in college, we kind of have them, and then back into after they graduate into young adult life. And so we kind of recognize, both Addy and I, that transitions are extremely hard, and it's a great time to either grow in the faith or it's a great time to lose the faith. And so Addy and I decided a little while ago to start being just more intentional with that time to try to assist people in all of their transitions so that we can keep them continuing on their personal faith journeys and try to help as many people as possible. That's sort of
seems
how
like
we
a
kind
very
of
natural connection as yeah, as well, Addy. I mean, I want to bring you in here, too, as well, because, you know, Ood Feedum, you know, one of the things you're trying to do is prepare them for college and Focus as prepare them to keep their faith in college, and Focus is there to be able to help sustain that.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful to see just the natural connection. I think it just speaks to the fact that both of these ministries are of the Lord and completely non. I mean, at the beginning, it just naturally happened where neither of us were trying to fill the gaps that each of our ministries, in a way, had. And yet, Ood Feedum is helping Focus gain more disciples, and Focus is helping us with gain more mentors and a place for our graduated Ood Feedum students to go when they're seeking kind of a refuge and a way to continue growing in their relationship with God when they go to college. It's just, it's been really cool. And because of that, Ood Feedum's trying to do that with not just Drake, but all of the major campuses that we actually send our students. And Bree's not alone. I feel like whenever I reach out to any missionary at Iowa State, Iowa, UNI, whatever it is, they kind of have that same reaction where they see, like, wow, like, we need you and you need us. And it's just this, it really is just a beautiful collaboration.
Yeah, and the work you continue to do, it's all about conversion, right? And not just taking big conversions, kind of St. Paul moments, but helping walk with people on a daily basis to be able to grow incrementally in their faith, because that's what it's about. You know, we're busy. We have a lot of stuff going on in high school and college, but you're there to be able to mentor, to be able to walk with, to be able to guide, and offering that kind of support. And I don't know. I mean, that I think is so important today. How many Focus missionaries are there on the campus of Drake?
There are four of us serving right now.
Okay. And is that about average in different colleges across the country?
Yeah, four is the average. There's always, at the very least, two men and two women. As programs continue to grow and become huge, sometimes extra missionaries are sent, but the average is four, two men and two okay. women.
Well, how can people continue to support or help both of you? Addy, I'll give you 30 seconds, and then Bree, 30 seconds.
Yep, we're always looking for prayer support and more mentors and more students to get involved. So if any of those three spike your interest, they can email me at amagruder@dowlingcatholic.org.
And Bree, how can they do it? I got 10 seconds. I'm sorry.
prayers is the biggest thing, and if you know any missionaries, pray for them. Support Focus missionaries if you can financially, and pray for our FLS conference coming up. That'd be a great help.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. Addy and Bree, God bless you both. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you both soon. That puts this show in the books, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on this Monday. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us all to His everlasting life. Amen.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died.